Mark Tagubin, hello friend, and greetings once again in the marvelous and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted, beloved, that you've joined us again for a few moments of fellowship as we're looking into the truths of God's holy word. I trust that you have a Bible or a New Testament, and that you'll join in with us today as we look into the truths of the living God. If you do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we'd like to send a free New Testament to you, absolutely free and postage paid. Our mailing address, and if you'll get a pencil and paper, you can jot down our address, and it will be our joy to send to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll also send you our prayer card with our picture. We'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. And if you complete four of our Bible correspondence courses, we will give you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. Now, let me make it clear, each one of our Bible courses have several lessons in it. And we will send you the first four lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. And once you complete those four lessons, there's answer sheets to each one of those four lessons. All you need to mail back are just the answer sheets. Once you mail those back, we'll grade them, and we'll send you the rest of course one. And once you've answered those sheets, those answer sheets, and mailed those back, we'll grade them, and we'll send you a certificate of completion along with all of course number two. And so you can complete each one of the first four Bible correspondence courses. Now, we have about 11 or 12 Bible correspondence courses. The reason we want you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, we want you to know the truth, we want you to understand the Scriptures, and that's why we want you to take these Bible correspondence courses. They're absolutely free and no cost to you. We will pay for the shipping of them. If you have to pay anything, it will be because your postal authorities charge you for the materials we mail you. It will not be because we didn't pay for the shipping to get it to you, as well as for the products themselves. So we do look forward to hearing from you. Now, our mailing address is Bob, capital B-O-B, Griggs, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. And then on the next line, you'll put a capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for our post office box, and the number is 825. Post office box 825. On the next line, you will put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G. N-A-C-I-O, comma, then a capital C, capital O, period. That's the state we live in. And then the zip code is very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. That zip code again, that's very important that you include that. It's 81137-0825. And then on the last line, you will put United States of America. R capital U period, capital S period, capital A, period. That's the abbreviation for the United States of America. Now, I hope you've gotten that full address. Let me go over it one more time. Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, 825. On the next line, you put Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then our zip code, 81137-0825. On the last line, then, you put capital U, capital S, capital A, R, United States of America. You can spell it out. We do look forward to hearing from you, beloved. Your letters are always a rich blessing, inspiration, encouragement to us. Now, I'm sorry I cannot personally answer all the letters. I have all I can do to just get the broadcast made. We do have a lady that we forward the letters to, and she does our correspondence for us. Once that we have sent materials to you, then we send those letters to her, and she will write back to you. But we do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are such an encouragement. You see, my wife is ill. She has two broken vertebrae in her back, and so she's confined to the bed, and I'm her caregiver, and so I have to take care of her needs, take care of meals, I have to take care of keeping the house clean, I have to take her to the doctor, and I have to help her with her personal needs, plus the radio ministry, and so I have a tremendous responsibility resting on my shoulders. That's why I appreciate so much your letters and your words of encouragement. Yes, the Lord is at work in all of this. He's able to heal her if it's in His plan. He healed her of the disease of tuberculosis when she was a teenager. He's able to heal her of these broken vertebrae if it's in His will to do so. But He's using this to give me time to focus on the radio ministry, which I did not do when I was pastoring a church and overseeing a ministry, and I did not devote the time that's needed to the radio broadcast. So God uses all things in the lives of we believers to His glory, to His honor, and to His praise. So please keep us in your prayers, and we do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are a rich encouragement. Now you recall we're considering the question, why was Jesus born in a stable and laid in a manger? And we found out that Jesus is the Lamb of God. You recall that John, introducing Jesus in the first chapter of John, stated, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And what more fitting place for a lamb to be born than in a stable where the animals were kept? That's where the Lord Jesus Christ was born. And then we've discussed the individual need, the family need, the national need for a Savior, a Redeemer, someone who could take the sins of mankind. We've talked about how that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. That is, the Old Testament opens up many wonderful, wonderful truths. And the New Testament opens those truths up. They're hidden there in the Old Testament. The New Testament reveals what those truths were all about. And you recall in Exodus chapter 12 in the Old Testament, the second book in the Bible, we read about the nation of Israel who were in Egyptian bondage for 420 years and how God used the Passover to bring them out. It was a special lamb they had to choose, a lamb without spot and without blemish, a male lamb of the first year that was kept up and separated for 4 days to make sure that it had no flaw about it. And then the lamb was killed by the whole congregation, and the blood of the lamb had to be applied God's way. The blood of the lamb had to be applied on the two side posts and over the doorpost, for that night when the death angel passed through the land where the blood had not been applied, the firstborn of that household died. Only where the blood had been applied were those firstborn safe and protected. And so, beloved, the blood of Jesus Christ has to be applied to our lives in order for us to be delivered from the judgment and wrath of God, who is pure and holy and righteous and must judge sin. We're all guilty of having sinned, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why we need a Savior. And the reason for the blood is that the life of the flesh is in the blood. The blood represents the life. And Jesus Christ walked upon this earth and was without sin, the Scripture tells us. He lived a pure, holy life without sin. And thus, He and He alone could die for your sins and for my sin. I could not die for your sin because I've sinned. You could not die for my sins because you've sinned. But Jesus Christ became our substitute. He died for each one of us, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And thus we read in the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Redemption through the blood of Christ. What does it mean to be redeemed? Well, it means to be bought back. There was a time when Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden were in a state of innocence. They walked with God and fellowshiped with God. But when they rebelled and disobeyed God, because they were deceived, that is, Eve was deceived, Adam was not deceived, he deliberately disobeyed God by taking of the forbidden fruit in the midst of the garden. Sin entered into the human race, and man was separated from God by sin. Thus Jesus came to redeem and bring man back to God through faith in His precious blood. Beloved, have you invited Christ Jesus to come into your life? He'll cleanse you from your sin. He'll make you pure and clean if you'll cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe you died for my sin, were buried, and rose again. He'll hear your prayer. Till next time, goodbye.